the Brothers Melicha Cantatis of this morning, Pantamachtes, Tilai and Zayn. I am Chesel, I did this most of me, I am Chesel. Right. Now, and then there is very little Gemore and Hilchas Melicha. I mean, it's, all the Gemores are primarily in Chum, in Kolaboso. There are a few Gemores other places too, but I mean, it's primarily the subjects that have to do with, that relate to Melicha. So, it's Daf Kuf, it's the it's from Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, from Daf Kuf Yud Aleph until Kuf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah, up to the Mishnah from Aleph Seif Magvina. Now, the purpose of Melicha is to draw out the Dam. Now, Dam is a Lav D'Raise. And if it's Dam HaNefesh, if somebody eats Dam HaNefesh, so then it's Chayv Kores. But if it is Dam Ivorim, Shepirish, Nada HaNefesh, then there is a Lav D'Raise, but there is no Kores. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim as to whether Dam Shebishlei or Dam Shenimlach is also Midraise or not. Now, most Rishenim hold the Dam Shebishel and Dam Shenimlach is only Osam Drabon, because it's not all like Hoves Korban, and which kind of Dam is Osam Drabon, only that kind of Dam that is all like Hoves Korban, is Rik. And a Dam that was Nisbashel or Nimlach, you cannot be Zeriket and Mizbeach. So Memele, it's not Osam Drabon. And that's based upon the Gemore Menoches Daf Chof Alef, the Sugi of Zire there. So that's the mokeya. That's the mokeya for the halacha of most Rishenim, that dam shebishlei is only osam rabbon. Dam shebishlei is only osam rabbon. Now, however, Rashi shite and the Rambam shite is the dam shebishlei. They hold dam shebishlei is osam raise, and according to most Rishenim, it's also only rabbon. Mashein kein, if it's dam sheloi pirish klal, then it's muter if mirabon. So that's why it's muter to eat raw meat. Raw meat, because even though it has a lot of dam, but it was not pirish. It was not pirish. So the purpose of Melicha is to draw out the blood. Is to draw out the blood. And any blood that is not drawn out from melech, so memele, that dam will never be niflat, you see. So memele, So that is muta. That is muta. I mean, will never be niflat in the form of blood, of dam. It will only be niflat in the form of tzia. Tzia does not have a din of dam. So as long as you are meleach and you are sheet, shio meliche is shio mil. So it is shio mil. Of course, we are machmir, we have to leave it in this state of salt for an hour. But that's a chumre. But midine de gmore, so the Shia Melicha is in order to draw out all the blood that al bedin is the halishem of dam. So, but whatever is not niflat by the salt in the course of the Shia meal, and it's niflat later on, so that does not have a din of dam. That has a din of tzia. So that doesn't ask. So the purpose of Melicha is to draw out the blood. But the Gemara says in Chum that Tameleach Tzorech Sheyadiach. Now, that you have to rinse the boso before Yameleach. There is, Hadoche is required after the Melicha too, to wash off the salt and the dam that was drawn out. But that's discussed further. But, so there are two kinds of Hadoches. There is a Hadoche prior to the Melicha, and the Hadoche subsequent to the Melicha. Now, what is the purpose of the Hadoche subsequent to the Melicha? Now that's a Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Chum, Omad Aleph, in the middle, Oma Shmuel, Ein Aboso Yeitzei Midei Domei, Elohim Kei Melchei, just where you have the letter Aleph, you know, in the Mishpat. That's it. Oma Shmuel, Ein Aboso Yeitzei Midei Domei, Elohim Kei Melchei, Yofi Yofi, Umadiche Yofi Yofi. Itmar Rabune Omar Mileach Umadiach. B'masnit etone madiach u'meleach u'madiach. So the question is, why doesn't Shmuel mention it? Shmuel only mentions melche yofe yofe, madiche yofe yofe. That's the hadoche, so Shmuel mentions the hadoche that follows the meliche. How? He doesn't mention the hadoche that precedes the meliche. The Braise does mention madiach, that's the hadoche prior to meliche.
U'meleach u'madiach, ve'lo itlige. Ho dechal lebitapche, ho dechal lebitapche. If, let's say, if the butcher, the shochet, so rinsed it already, was madiachet, so then you don't have to rinse it again. But if the butcher, the shochet, was not madiachet, so then you have to madiachet before you are meliachet. What's the purpose? So the purpose of meliche, is to draw out the blood. What's the purpose of the hadoche l'sheine? That's called hadoche tamais. In contrast to the hadoche basraise, which is subsequent to the meliche. What's the purpose? So there are many pshatim in the l'sheine about the purpose of the hadoche. Now let's turn to the Rosh in Kol HaBoso. Paragraph Kol HaBoso, it's Kuf Tzadik Hei Omud Beis, it's paragraph Mem Vov. Itma Ravuna Omar Meleach Umadiach Bimasnit Etone Madiach Umeleach Umadiach Velo Ipliye Ho Dechal Lebitapche. So the Tabor did it already. Ho Deloi Chalale Ho Deloi Chalale Bitap. Now Tabor sometimes is the meaning of a Shochet, and sometimes in the Gemara Tabor has the meaning of the butcher. It seems that in the ancient times, so the two professions were combined. So in other words, the shochet was also the butcher. But the term tabor can be used in respect to both. So, v'imola v'lei hadoche. Suppose he was meleich without hadoche. Yei sheimrim, so the Rosh mentions today. Sheim takonu liboso, afim yadichenu v'imlechenu osa. So then, there is no way. So the mele, there is no way of that it should be muta. In other words, so if he made a melich without rinsing at first, so it's awesome. So in takon liposa, afim yadichenu v'imlechenu osa, and it will not avail him to rinse it and then salt it again. Lifi, why not? Vishal yidei meliche v'sheino pirish mixes adam. ולהויו בו יקח במלח להפת לי את כל אדם מאחר שלא יהודח הבוסר. So since the מליחה took place before the הדוחה, so ממילא, so מקצס אדם was spared and it wasn't מפליט כל אדם מאחר שלא יהודח הבוסר. ואיזה אדם עצמי שפיריש is חזר וניבלה בבוסר. So when you pour water over it, you rinse it, or you soak it in water, you rinse it in water, so then it can draw out, and then you salt it, so then the salt can draw out all the dam. So mashein kein, if you didn't rinse it first, so it's relatively dry, so the bosa is relatively dry. So Menele, the Melach can still draw out some of the dam, but not kol adam. If it's not dry, if you liquefy the bosol, you rinse it, you soak it. So then if it's not dry, if the bosol is moist, so then the Melach is capable of drawing out all the dam. And whatever is not drawn out is seah, bial. But if you don't rinse it, you don't soak the bosol prior to the Meliche, so then the melach is still capable of drawing out dam, but not all the dam, just part of the dam. She lohoyo bekeya b'melach la'aflit kol adam mi'acha shel yudach haboso. So veisi adam atzmi shepireish chizer v'nivla b'boso deloy shok kim deloy nimlach kehege. Now there is a problem. I mean, that is discussed in the sugya daf kufyud veis. Kufyud Veis, in the Gemara, in the Teisves is discussed, Kufyud Veis on the base, in that sugi of Dogim Veifish and Molchon Zeimze, that's a very basic sugi in Melech. So there is a question that all the Rishonim ask, how is Melech effective to draw out the dam and make the meat kosher? Muta, lachil. The question is, now Melech, the Melech has the capacity of drawing out the dam, so then when the dam is drawn out, then it should be absorbed. So it could again be absorbed by the same chatiche. It could again be absorbed by the same chatiche. So in other words, so every time we salt a piece of boso, how does it help us? How does it avail us? I mean, dam is drawn out, and then in all probability we should say it is absorbed again. It is absorbed again. So the answer is, so there are many thoughts. Rabbi Tam says they are Dafkufid Reis. He says the dam is Mishrak Shorik. Dam has the tendency to drip down. So Mimele, it's not absorbed again by the Chatiche. And that's the reason as to why a Chatiche Milicha is effective. Because dam is Mishrak Shorik. So it cannot absorb again. So then another Rishenim say that's Rabbi Tam's teretz. Because dam Mishrak Shorik, dam has the tendency to drip. So it drip down. So it cannot be absorbed by the chatiche. And then other rishonim say, because I did it all it, limif le dam vitzir, so is loy bola. Since the chatiche's boso is busy exuding, being pellet, it's busy being pellet, dam vitzir, even after all the dam has been drawn out, but still, tzir still comes out. Now, dam, what is the shear? What is the limit within which dam can be drawn out from miliche? Shear mil. Whether mil is 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. So there are three shittes, whatever the shear mil is. After that, after 24 minutes, dam is not niflat. Dam is not niflat. But tzir continues to be niflat. Up to yidvei shoris. Up to 24 hours, even after the expiration of the shear meal, so dam is not niflat any longer, but tzir is still niflat for at least 12 hours. So memele, some rishonim say that there is no why. Whenever we are meleach, ichdichas boso. So it doesn't become osir by absorbing the same dam that was niflat. Or let's say that was niflat from the adjoining chatiche. You are never meleach just a single chatiche by itself. So you put on the salting board, you put many chatiches. So why don't we say that the dam is niflat from one chatiche? He is absorbed by another chatiche. So Amtam says because dam is rekshor, it has a tendency to drip down. Other rishonim say because either he told it to mifladam or the mifladam vitzir. So is loy bola. So it cannot. It cannot be pellet. And then other rishonim give another teretz. Kibel kach pellet. Even if it is beleya, but whatever it is beleya, so it will be pellet again. So these are the various shittes. So the Rosh says here, v'imol amliyah doche rishonim shein takon liboso, afim yadchenu v'imlchenu osea, lifi shal demilicha rishonim opirish mitzvah adam, v'lohoyo bekeya b'melech la'afikul adam, miyachas shul v'tach haboso. So memele the boso is relatively dry. So Mimele, it's still capable of being pale dam, but not all the dam. So even the dam that it is pale can still be absorbed again by the same boso. They say that Amas Meshepirish Chizam Nivla Biboso Deloy Shori Kim Deloy Nimlach Kehagen Kim Deloy Nimlach Kehagen Vei Melech Hasheni Maflite Kim Shekvo Pirish Vichozal Yisayche. So it's dam Shepirish Mimokim so it's Osea. ולפימאש יקוס את הספר התרומו דיפוס השנים לך שנסנו על בוס השלוי נמלך שיש לי תקונה במליחה ויפלי דם שבולעין דומי כל שכנוח את אישור כיו דיפי לי דם שקיבל מעלמה כל שכן דומי וכי מסתבר so the Rosh mentions 2 days. One day is that if he was Meleya Beleya Doche, so in Takon Leboso, Rafim Dachan Vim Lechenu is Osa. Why? Because if the Meleya took place without a preceding Adoche, so it is Pelet, it draws out some dam, and even that some dam that it does draw out can be absorbed. Why don't we say in every case, even when it's Hudach, that the dam that is drawn out is again absorbed. So the answer is because of the Rishayim give the teretz, because either the torit the mifle dam is loibola. So that's only if it is really busy being pele dam. In other words, if it is moist. So if it was hudach, so then it is pele in a profuse way, in an abundant way. So it's very busy being pele. So then we can apply the principle either the poli dam the tea also loibola. So it cannot be pele the dam that it was itself. It cannot be belaya. I mean, the chetikas boso cannot be belaya. The dam that it was pele just now, because it's busy being pele. So when is it really busy being pele in a profuse, abundant way? If it was huda before, but if it wasn't huda, so it's relatively dry the boso. If the boso is relatively dry, so it draws out just. So it's not really busy. It is pele very little dam. So memele. So since it's not very busy in being pale dam profusely, abundantly, so memele it can be beleya. This is the first lush. And then he says, ufima, but why don't we say kibele kachbelte? There is a halacha of kibele kachbelte that we apply ligabi meluche and we apply it ligabi tzli. That even so let us say true that since it wasn't moist, it wasn't hudach. So Mimele, it wasn't very busy being pele. It's on Mimele, we can't apply the principle of either torit lemifladam lemiflatzir is libola. So it is beleya. But let us apply the principle of kibele karpelte. Whatever was niflat umiliche is niflat umiliche kibele karpelte. So the halacha is that we apply the halacha of kibele karpelte only in regard to dam abelua, but not in regard to dam bed. Not in regard to dambeh. Let's say, suppose someone is salting meat on the salting board, and as the salted meat is lying on the salting board, another person comes with a glass of dam in it, dambeh, and he pours it upon that chatiche. So the halacha is that chatiche becomes osa. But why don't we say kibele karpelte? True, that dam that was poured, that was spilled on top of the chatiche, that was in a state of salt, so was beleyait, because meliach harei kereseyach. But kibele karpelte. So the answer is that we'll have in a further simen. So in simen ayin we'll have it. We only say kibele karpelte ligabi dama beluah. But not vis-a-vis dam bed. If somebody spilled dam from a kele, from a vessel, on top of a piece of meat that was in a state of salt, so we don't say kibele kachpelte. In the same way as the meluach, as the rosiach of the meluach, was beleya the dam. So it will be pelet also. But only vis-a-vis dam abelua, we say dam that but not ligabi damben, not ligabi damben. So Mimela here, the first loshing the Rosh holds that the dam. So he says, "Veimela Hashem imaflit ekim shekvapile shechaz alisich ufima shekosav balsefer atumo di bosa shenimlach shen shenosnu al bosa shaloi nimlach sheyesh leitakane bimliche viyiflei dam shebola imdomei kol shkin hochad ishore kim di peleit dam shekibel meaume kol shkin domei." So according to the Sefer HaTruma, that Bosa Shenimlach, that absorbed dam from another Chatich, Bosa Shenimlach Shenesnu al Bosa Shaloi Nimlach. So Memele, the Bosa Shaloi Nimlach, so will be Pele dam, and it will be absorbed by the Bosa Shenimlach. By the Bosa Shenimlach, so the Baal HaTruma says, so the Arishenim will say, you cannot be misaking that Chatiche that was Bilei Adam from the Bosa Shaloi Nimlach by salting it. Because since it was Bilei Adam from another Chatiche, so Mimele, that's like Dam Be'en, and we do not say Kibirei Kachpeyote. But the Baal HaTruma says, no. So So in other words, so there are two machines in the Rosh. One machine in the Rosh is that if you are Melayal Dechtich Hasbosa, without Hadoche, so there is no takone to make Hadoche and another Meliche. Because through the first Meliche, so it was Belayah, the dam that it itself was Pelet, and so then the second Meliche cannot be Peleted. And we don't say, according to the first Lashon Rosh, Kibelikach Pelte, just as this Chatiche absorbed its own dam through the first Meliche that took place without a preceding Hadoche. So then the second Meliche that takes place after the Hadoche should be Peleted, Kibelikach Pelte. We don't say it, because the first Lashon Rosh holds that this dam that the same Chatiche absorbed from itself has a din of Dambien, and vis-a-vis Dambien, we don't apply the aloche of Kibbeli Kachpelte. Mashein Kei, the Sefer HaTruma holds, no, that he doesn't have a din of Dambien. So even though it was Pelet, even though some Dam was Pelet, and that was absorbed because it wasn't told profusely in Plato's Dam, so Mimele, it absorbed its own dam. But then when you are Madiach and you are Meliach again, so then we apply the principle of Tibelikach Pelte. And it's not considered like dam ben, but it's considered like dam habalua, because after all, how did the Chatichas Bosor absorb the dam? Because it was niflat from the teich of the Chatiche, and it was absorbed. By some Mimele, it doesn't have a din of Dam Be'en, it has a din of Dam Belua. So Mimele, we apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachpeli. So anyway, so the Rosh Tam is, in paragraph Memvov, the Rosh Tam is that the reason as to why Hadoche Kamaise is required, because if without, in order to make it moist, to moisten the Bosor substantially, to moisten the bosor substantially, and if you don't make hadoche prior to the meliche, so then the chtichas bosor will be relatively dry, so the melach will only draw out some dam, and even not all the dam, since it will not draw out all the dam, so it will not be very busy in drawing out, in being pelet dam vitzir, so mele it will be absorbed again. Now, so the Rosh says, as it over poshut, that it will be absorbed again. Now suppose, after you are Meleach without making Avdoche first, so you are Madiach and you make a second Meleche, so the first Lashon in the Rosh is that it's not effective, and we do not say, because inasmuch as the Chatiche absorbed the dam that itself was failing, so Memele we cannot apply the Aloche of Kibbeli Kachpilte, because that is a din of Dam Be'en. And vis-a-vis Dam Be'en, we don't apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachpilte, and the Sifat Trumashite is no, that we do apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachpelte. So true indeed, the Sefer HaTruma agrees that as a result of the Meliche without a preceding Hadoche, so some dam was niflat and that was absorbed, but when you are Madiach and you make another Meliche, so then we say the same dam that was nigla through the first Meliche will be niflat again to the second Meliche, Kibbeli Kachpelte, and it does not have a din of Dambir. Alright, so according to the Rosh, the purpose of the Hadoche Kamaise is to liquefy, to moisten the bosor, so that it will be possible for the melech to draw out all the dam. All the dam. Now let's see how the Ram explains it. Ankla bosor. The Ram and the Rif. Yeah, that's Dafman Vase, I suppose the same way. Dafman Vase in the Rif, Omud Aleph. The paragraph before the beginning of the last paragraph. The paragraph with Dibar Amaschol in Aboso Yetzim Midome. Elo Aogimar. Elim Kimilchi Yofi Yofi Madichi. So he says, Kosova Rambanza, Madichi Yofi Yofi Shtei Adoches Mashma. Achas, Bichli Minukev Lahavir Amelach. That is reference to the Hadoche Masreis. V'achas v'chli she'im minukef la'ab v'tipiz dam shalom v'chim milchi yofi ha'ab milichas mashma mishnei zodim u'miteichi b'dov ha'shem v'ashlein kuli kecho hod ichlo lebitapche. That's not negayet, but this is negayet. Hod ichlo lebitapche ravune edu iboi Hadoche b'reishe b'dichlo lebitapche. where the butcher made adoche. Kol yichitze b'bosom d'ramino choluch. Thomas tis madiach meleach. V'lo yichal tapchil, the butcher was not madiachet. V'adoche reshene. What's the purpose of the adoche reshene? So v'adoche reshene, tzricho lehavi odam shal pnei abosom. Shein ha-melech mafli b'chemei el odam shebiseich abosom. Shehulach. Avoloi ma shenisya b'shal ponov. So he says, the melech is only mafli b'chemei, only the dam shebiseich ha-boso shulach. But the dam on the surface of the bosa that dried up, so there the melech is not maflit. It doesn't draw out. The melech is only mafli, draws out the blood inside the chatich, but not the melech on the surface of the chatich. Ulfichoch, im loy yadicho yisei bitchilo, yeish lochush shemo le'acha. שינוח הבוסו מליפלי דם וציר יניתח הדם ויבלנו. Now the dam is niflat, we say, as long as it's told, as the chtichas boso is told, limifla dam, so then it cannot be belaya. Adi tored limifla dam, loy bola. As long as it is, many rishenim say, probably most rishenim, that as long as it is told, limifla tzir, Kol Yudvesho, 12 hours. So even after the expiration of the plate of the dam itself, but as long as the boso continues to be pelate, tzir, so it cannot be malaya. But after the expiration of the plate of the dam and of the tzir, in other words, after 12 hours, as a matter of fact, there is a machlekes aposkim. What is the limit for the plate of tzir? So there are some Rishenim who say that it continues to be pale tzir for 24 hours. But we paskin that most Rishenim say that it continues to be pale tzir only for 12 hours. So he says, the Rosh says that the reason is why we have to make Adoch Rishenim והדוח ראשינו צריכו להב דם של פני הבוסו שאין המלח מפלי בחיים אל דם שזה הבוסו שהוא לך אבל לא עם מה שנסיעה בשל פונו לפי חוכים לא ידיחו יסי בתחילו יש לוחוש שם לך אשר נוח הבוסו מלפלי דם בציר that means after 12 hours or after 12, 24 hours but לכל הפוחס after 12 hours יניתח הדם ויבלנו כן כוסף הרוזל so it's a very strange shot so according to the rule so the whole reason is why the Chachomim required us to make a doche in the boso prior to the meliche is because we are afraid maybe it will remain there, maybe it will remain like this in a state of salt, it will remain for 12 hours. Because it will remain like this for in the state of salt for 12 hours. So memele it will be then it will not be pale, it will not be busy. So the chtichas boso, after 12 hours, the chtichas boso will not be occupied in being pale dam or tzir. So then we cannot apply the principle of adi torit l'mifla dam v'tzir l'bola. So it will be pale, it will be b'leyado, its own dam that it was pale. So mimele, he has to rinse off any dam that is on the surface of the boso in order to prevent the possibility, to preclude the possibility of the same dam on the surface from being absorbed after 12 hours. But suppose he's not here for 12 hours, then there is no shoshe. So the whole takone, so according to the law, the whole takone of hadoche prior to miliche is because we are cheshesh, maybe he'll be sheyet for 12 hours. Because if he will not be sheyet for 12 hours, so then there is no shoshe. It cannot absorb its own blood, the blood that is on the surface of the chatiche, because I did it all it lemifle dam vitzir is loibola. So it's only that we are cheshesh lest he'll be sheyel chol apoches 12 hours. So then it will not be told anymore in being pelet dam and tzir, so it can absorb the dam on the surface. So that's why we have to wash off the surface. We have to rinse the chtichas boso. This is what he says. King Kosovo Rosal. Ufizelo ose shapir, mashikosafti, limayo bishim arav rabbi inizal, shetzorach li zoya shal laniach haboso bimilchei, biyudei sheyiflet kol dome vitzirei, vichim shemsal kenei sekedem lachein, umadich nei selach melichei, lomo, Lomo tzorich la diach kinem lich matam shebesan. Lifichach nirali. So he rejects the rostam. Lifichach nirali dahine time di madia bitchilo kidei sheisrakeya chabosor v'yitzei domi al di melich. Sheim yeinikra shalponov loikeya bimelach lehitzei domi. Oh, bitame di madia chacham melich kidei la diach lachluches adam shalpnei abosor abosor. That's the adoche basraise. But the Ran says that the purpose of rinsing of the hadoche kamaise prior to the miliche is to soften the meat, because if you're not madiach the meat prior to the miliche, so the meat is relatively hard, and if the meat is not soft, so then the melach cannot do thy good job, cannot draw out the blood. Only when it's relatively soft, the melach can draw out the blood. So in other words, so far we saw three pshatim as to why, three reasons as to why hadoche kamais is required. So the tam of the rosh is because if you're not madiachet, so then it is dry, so it'll only draw out part of the blood, not all the blood, and that part of the blood, the small quantity of blood that will be drawn out, is again absorbed by the chatiche, on account of the fact that it's not really busy in being paleed a substantial quantity of dam and tzia. So mimele it is ready to absorb the dam that was drawn out, the little dam that was drawn out, that's the rosh dam. Then the time of the raw, the purpose of the hadoche kamaise is to wash off the dam on the surface, because the melech can only draw out the dam that is inside, but not the dam that adheres to the surface of the chtichas bosor. So if you're not madiach, in case the chtichas bosor remains for over 12 hours, so then it will not be busy. The chtichas bosor will not be told in being pale dam on tzir, so then it will be ready to absorb its own dam, the dam that adheres to its surface. So because of that, we have to rinse it and wash off all the dam that adheres to the surface. And then the Ran rejects that, and then the Ran says that the reason as to why adoche kamaise is required is to soften the chtichas bosor, because if you don't rinse it, so then it will not be relatively soft, it will be relatively hard, so then the melach will not be able to draw out the blood. Now the Aruch HaShulchan Lechatchila says that the Ran's pshat is the same, that the Ran's pshat is the same. Now then there is another pshat of the Rashbo in Teras Abayis, and the Rashbo in Teras Abayis says, now I think the Aruch HaShulchan mentions the Loshon of the Rashbo in Teras Abayis. Now the Hashulchan is very thorough on this Inyan, on the various. Now, if you have the Hashulchan, Simen Samach Tes, Siv Beis. So b'tam hadoch, tam hadoch, shekido amlicha robo hades, horashbo zal kosa b'tiras abayis b'ayis gimul shar gimul, kidei sheyislach leich haboso, v'yidvag bei hamelech, v'gam haboso yehineach yeser liflit esdomi, v'ayin yoyid al ze, v'chein pirshu. So the Rashba's pshat is, in order to be melachler the bosor. In order to be melachler the bosor. In other words, who mentions that the purpose is to moisten the bosor? The Rosh. But the Rosh uses different kind of language than the Rashba. You see, the Rosh says that if you are not madiyah the bosor prior to the meliche, so then the melach will be capable of drawing out some blood, but not all the blood. And since it will draw out only a little bit of blood, so the chticha will not really be preoccupied with the plate of the dam and the tzir. So mele, the same chaticha will be able to absorb the same blood that it was paid. But he does mention the fact that without adoche, so it's not moist, so mele, it will not draw out all the blood, but it will draw out some of the blood. And that some, in all likelihood, will be absorbed by the same chatiche. But the Rashba doesn't say that. The Rashba says, "Kidei sheyislach lech haboso v'yipak bei hamelech v'gam haboso yeinei achis l'dame." Because in order, I mean, it's a very simple. It's a common sense. I mean, the Rashba's time. Because in order that Melech Salt should do a good job and draw out the blood, so it must stick to the boso. If it doesn't stick to the boso, it cannot draw out. If you just bring the Melech in contact with boso and it doesn't stick to the boso, so mele it will not be able to draw out blood. So by mere contact, it has to stick. So when can it stick to the boso? If it's moist. But if it's dry, it cannot stick to the boso. So mele, if it doesn't stick to the boso, it cannot draw out the blood. This is what, and from the Rashba's Loshen, now the Hashulchan in paragraph Dalet says that he says in paragraph Beis, he says that the Ran's Pshat is the same as the Rashba's, and then he says and that the Rosh Pshat is also the same as the Rashba's, but it's all the Achenim are not masking, I disagree with the Hashulchan, and they all say that it's different Pshatim, you see, because according to the Rosh too, there is a similarity between the Rosh Tam and the Rashba's Tam. The similarity consists that both the Rosh and the Rashba emphasize the moistening of the boson. But according to the Rosh, so even if the boson is not moistened through Adoche, the Melech is still capable of drawing out blood. But not all the blood, only a little blood. And since it will not draw out all the blood, so the Chdicha will not be really occupied in being Pele, it's on the Mele, we cannot say Loi Bola. That's that. But according to the Rashba, if you don't rinse it, so then it doesn't stick to the boso. The Mele doesn't stick to the boso. And if it doesn't stick, it's incapable of drawing out any blood. That's how it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rashba. Alright. So bitam adocha shekidam licha robe adiz. Harash bezal kosa bitiras abayis bayis gimu shal gimu ki shislach lecha boso vidu vya melech vigam haboso yin liyach yisa liflit ez domei vayin yoid al ze vichim pirashu bitiin et kan lishene lefanenu lenim tzo bitesis vyaran zal kosa kili shislach lecha boso vyitzi domei al miliche shim yir nikha shal ponof liyikea bimelech lehitzi domei vulay shetam shneim shomim bikabonosom elo shalu yomrum biloshen echot elo shalu yomrum biloshen echot. Now then, the Rosal, Kosak in Adam Shen is Yabish upon of Kedim Liche, the Yishloch Shem Yishtaya Boso Harbe Milche, Achi is Yabish, the Nuach Miliflit Adam, the Atsir, after 12 hours, so then it's not Pilit any dam, not even any Tsir. So mainly it will be the Nitradam with Aboso, Ukshoshreki, Sharitzorich, Aboso Lishaite, Vatomaskiki Lodiach, Zero Shem Yishtaya is Mamerubo, Kidim Tomim Shara Boso Pilit Dam with Tsir Vishoy, so that's a very strong Kashi. So in other words, the whole time for the requirement of Adoche Kamaise is because we are Cheshesh, maybe it will be Sheye B'milche more than 12 hours. 24 hours or L'chol HaPok has 12 hours, depending upon the Machlekes, whether it continues to be Pelet Tzir for the duration of 12 hours or for the duration of 24 hours. Why should we be Cheshesh? That's the Kashi of the Orashu. Then we are Rosh Zal Kosav, then we are Dochin, Ki Yabim Melech Laflit Vladam, Elo Mikzose, Veis HaMikzas Chizav Nivoli Seich. Vyei Shleima Abikavonose Gam Kim Kitam, HaRash Bavara. But it's not much like that. Then, paragraph A, V'amodachai, the Mordechai has two Rishens. V'amodachai Kosav, Bipirik Ches of Chum, the Adoche Rishenu Ulahavir Lichlu Chadam Shal Pnei HaTich, Vim Loikin HaMelech Nismali Mimenu, Vishuv Leitzid Hadam Shebe HaTich. So the first lotion in the Mordechai Perik Ches of Chulin is that the reason is why you have to be Madia the Boso prior to the Meliche is because if you're not Madiach, so then all the salt will become covered, will become enveloped with dam. So Mimele, if it is covered by dam, salt that is covered by dam is incapable of drawing out blood. In other words, so then that affects the strength of the salt. So the purpose, so according to the first lashon, the Mordechai, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to prevent the covering of the melach with dam. Because if you don't rinse the chatichas baso, so you have a lot of tippets of dam on the surface of the chatiche. So mele, when you place salt on the chatiche, they will become stained with the blood, and that will weaken the strength of the melach. It will not be able to draw out blood. That's the first Loshon HaLemorcha. Then Oitan, paragraph of Eitan. Kos ava Mordechai da doche rishene hu lilach liach habosa sheyitzi adam al di melich. The second time that the Mordechai mentions is to moisten the boso so that the melech will be capable of drawing out the blood. Now the Mordechai has the kashe. How does it soften the basar? On the contrary, he says the Mordechai himself rejects the second lotion. The other rabbi, Maim Korim Mitar Shalei Yumatz Misadam Megabereye Bisimul Amedzayin Shalim Dekenu B'Maim Korim Dimtar Shalo Shenasis Koshin. So in other words, so he says the Mordechai says no, that Maim Korim, cold water, has the tendency to harden the basar rather than to soften the basar. So in other words, so the second term of the Mordechai is that the reason as to why it is necessary to make Adoche Kamaise is to soften the boss. Now, so that is like the Ram. But the Permigodim and this Simen distinguishes the Shita of the second version of the Mordechai from the Shita of the Ram. Both emphasize the fact of softening the boss. But he says, the Primigodim here says that there is a fundamental distinction. According to the Mordechai, so the purpose of the Hadoche Kamaise is to soften the whole Boso, not just the upper layer of the Boso, but the whole Boso, in all its width. Let's say this is the width of the Boso. So the purpose of the Hadoche is to soften not only the upper layer of the basar, but even the lower layers of the basar. And that's why the Mordechai has the kashe, how can it soften, in all its width, the whole basar? After all, it has a tendency of hardening, cold water has the tendency of hardening the basar. But the Ranch, according to the Ran, so the purpose of the Hadoche is just to soften the periphery of the basar, the uppermost layer of the basar, the periphery of the basar, not the whole width of the basar. There is a big nafkemine. This is what the Primigodim says. Oh, now the Or Hashulchan mentions the Primigodim. Now he says, V'yesh emrim ditam acher. V'yesh ekosvu shezeu kitam aranzal rakir haboso. V'yesh emrim ditam acheru. Ditam aran hu lirakir hashetach ha'elin shel haboso. So that's the reason as to why the Mordechai only rejects the second lotion in the Mordechai stam, not the Ram stam. Why? Because the tam of the Ram is that the purpose of the Adoche is just to soften the Shetach Elyon. So then you cannot ask Kikashe, the cold water has a tendency of hardening. Cold water has the tendency of hardening the interior of the Chdiche, but not the exterior. So he doesn't ask, he doesn't direct his asoge. The Mordechai doesn't direct his asoge against the Ram. But the shite of the second washing the Mordechai is that the purpose of Adoche is not just to soften the Shetach Elyon, but the whole Chdiche, even the interior. Not only the exterior, but even the interior of the Chdiche. Even the interior of the Chdiche. Then, there is another pshat, and that's a very important pshat. The Zion, paragraph Zion. Ve'asmat, ve'ashorim kosvu, dibloi adoche rishene, ha-melech mavliya b'seich ha-chdiche, hadam ve'en sh'olo, ve'inu mafliteh ha-kein, ve'af sh'derech ha-melech le'haflit adam, ve'loi la'avliya, ha'ne eisi dam sh'loi pirish, avol dam sh'pirish kvor, שפירש כבר ונמצא עליו המלך מבליע בבוסו ושוב ונהיה צביוסה. So in other words, we are Rosh Chilik Basi. So the smag and the smart shot is that the reason is why we require Hadoche Kamaise is because without Hadoche Kamaise, so Melech is capable of drawing out all the interior blood, all the blood that is inside the Chatiche. But the dam that is on the outside, on the outside, on the surface of the Chatiche, then the Melech cannot be mafik. The Melech will not
So then, the Melech will draw out the interior dam, but it will not draw out the exterior dam. It's the dam that is on the surface of the Hagiachet. So the Melech, not only that the Melech will not be mafli the exterior dam, it will be mafliya the exterior dam. So the Hasicha will be Samosa. Now, doesn't it seem to be the same pshat as the Rosh? But there is a difference between the Rosh pshat. The Rosh also says that if you don't moist the Hasicha, if you don't rinse the Hasicha prior to the Melech, so then the Rosh says it will draw out some of the dam, some of the interior dam, and the dam of the Luah, but not all the dam. So the Melech sees it will not draw out all the interior dam, but just part of the interior dam. So even that part of the interior dam that is Miflat will be absorbed again. Will be absorbed again. The Rosh says, will be absorbed again. Mashein came. The smart, they say, no, the dam, the exterior dam, the interior dam, so we are not worried about the interior dam. So the interior dam that will be drawn out to the Melech without Adoche, so will not be Nivra again. But the exterior dam will be Nivra in the Hatiha, in the exterior dam. So will be Nivra. And so the smagger is the question, but how can we say that the Melech will be Mavliya, the exterior dam, but the teva of the tendency of the Melech is to be Mavli, not to be Mavliya? So he says the teva of the Melech is to be Mavli, the interior dam, but to be Mavliya, the exterior dam. So if you are Mavliya, then you wash off all the exterior dam, and there is no exterior dam left. But if you don't wash off the exterior dam, so then all the exterior dam remains on the surface of the Hatiche. So then when you put salt on it, so it will be Mavliya the dam. So we have seven shots. Alright, now let's go to the Nahab. Tzorich lehadiach haboso. Tzorich lehadiach haboso kedem lich. ומדיחי התבוך, אין צורך להדיחי בבית, זה תגמור לדף קופיוטים. ומחה שהגיע חותך כל נתח לשניים או לשלישו, suppose he was מדיע בבוסו. Then it was a big חתיכה, so he sliced it into small חתיכה. ומחה שהגיע חותך כל נתח לשניים או לשלישו, אוי שיציר תאופי הרגליים אחר הדוחו דהוב, so that again, חותך, but what difference does it make? How the slicing takes place. If you remove the hoof from the leg of the behemoth, so that's also a certain type of slicing. Or she is your salpe or a glai macher at the hoof. So you have a halve or a dich. Zim leose kein havekeli hud achla. In other words, now that's another type. So you have to be mother. Shmu el say. Hamaleach tzorich la'adia. It's a boss. Try after the mirip. Suppose you rinse, you soak the Hatichas Boso. Then, after you soak the Hatichas Boso, you decided to slice the big Hatichas into two small slices. Are you required to make a new Adoche? Or not? You already sliced it once. So, Mimele, you're not Mechuyev to make a new Adoche. Now, Dor HaShulchan explains it very well. Now, you see, that's not everything Or HaShulchan says, so the post can agree with it. Now, if you have an Or HaShulchan, so in paragraph 10, Oyeish Naftimine, Im Chotach HaBoso Achrei HaAdoch, Lidat HaRash Bo Baram, Ulitam HaAchim Shalam Mordechai, Shuhu Mitnei Yohiku, according to HaRash Bo Baram, Ulitam HaAchim Shalam Mordechai, in order to stop the Boso, in Zorich HaDoch HaShemi, Shari Kvon Ishrachach, if the purpose is to soften it, so once he made one adoche, he soaked the boso, and then he sliced it into several slices. Why should it be necessary to rinse it again? The purpose is because without adoche, it's relatively hard and sturdy. But he made adoche, so it's relatively soft. So even though he sliced it, from the melee, he doesn't have to make a new adoche. אבל לטעם הראש, אבל לטעם הראש, לטעם ראשון של המודחי ולטעם עצמד ועצמד, צורך הדוח השני, בימוק עם החתך, שהרי נסבר לו דם הפתח תיכה. What does this magnet mark say? Because there is dam on the surface of the, on the exterior, on the surface of the chtiche. So, Mele, so why do we have to madiach in order to wash off the dam? Now, suppose you washed off the dam. Then you take a knife and you slice the chtiche. So then, as a result of slicing, so dam comes out, new dam comes out. So new dam it comes out on the surface of the chtiche. So you have to make a new adoche. You have to make a new adoche. Now, and again, according he says, what's the time of the Rosh? What's the time of the Rosh? That he says, I will time Rosh, the time Rishin Shalom Mordechai, I will time Asmag, we are Asmag. So what's the time of the Rosh? Because, he says, because if it is not, that's not so bold. When he says, we time Rishin Shalom Mordechai, now what's the time of Rishin of the Mordechai? Because otherwise the melech will become covered up with dam. So naturally, even if you washed off all the dam from the chtiche, then you took a knife and you sliced it into several portions, into several slices, so new dam appeared on the surface of the chtiche. So memele, again, if you won't wash it off, the new dam, so then and you put melech, so the melech will become enveloped by the new drops of blood. So I mean, it goes without saying. And then he says, and according to the smagul and smag, we also understand as why it's only hadoch hashem yukum achtach. Shavim isavol adam of neachtiches, because the purpose, according to the smagul and smag, the purpose of the hadoch hakamayse is to wash off the dam, so that this exterior dam should not be absorbed by the chatiches to the melech. So mele, even if you made one hadoch, but then you sliced it, you cut it, so then more dam appeared on the surface. So again, if you are not madiach at the second time, so it will be absorbed. So this exterior dam will again be absorbed by the chatiche. So that goes without saying. So that's another portion. But he also says, Avol itam rosh, vitam rishen shel amodchai. Why does it say that according to the rosh? So if you are chitir the boso, if you are chitir the boso, again, after the adoche, so you certainly have to make a new adoche. So he's nidalik from the washing of the rosh in paragraph number 1 in Kol Avos.
He says,
if he says, "Refi shall they be molach v'lo yadoche," he says, "Yeshemim shitakonu lebosor afim yadochem imuchenu osa." Refi shall they mivicha v'shein of pirish mixes adam v'yivkei abimelach laftiku adam miachashu yehudach abosor v'isi adam atmei shepirish chizeh v'nivwa abibosor. So mele is midayik, since he says v'isi adam atmei shepirish, because that is not drawn out, the dam that is bien that you can see, that appears on the surface of the chtiche, so that is not drawn out by the melech. So since it's not drawn out, so on the other hand,
it, on the contrary, it is nivra. So the melech, he says, even though hadoche was made,
but then he sliced it again. So when he sliced it, so dam is pirish when you cut a piece of bosa. So that dam that is pirish, so that cannot be drawn out by the meliche, so it will be nivra. So you have to be madiachet in order to wash off the dam that is pirish. Otherwise, the dam that will be pirish as a result of the slicing, so will be nivra. All right. Now,
so he says, v'im acha sheidiach, chotach kolnetach mishnai, kolnetach mishnai.
So,
kolnetach mishnai, oy mishleisho, so ich lazo adicham.
So that is told in the machlekes, according to the Rajbo and the Ran, and so then the tam is in order to soften it, so Mimele, he already softened it. And according to the second Lashon in Mordechai,
The second Lashon Mordechai is not clear whether it's just the purpose of softening it or but it's mashma from the Lashon of the second Lashon in the Mordechai. So lilachleya chaboso sheyitz adam nichet. So it's mashma that it's also only to soften it. So memele, according to the Rashi and the Ram and the last Lashon in the Mordechai, that the purpose of the Hadoche Kamaise is to soften it. So in Zorich Hadoche Shneir. But according to the Rosh, and according to the Smag and the Smag, that the purpose is to prevent the exterior dam from being absorbed. So if you sliced it, so then new dam was formed on the surface. So Mimele, you have to wash off the new dam. So when he says, Vimacha Shidia Chotach Konatach Lishnai, Oy Lishleisho, so the Chlazel Adichom, so that accords with whose Pshite, not the Pshite of the Rashi and the Ram, and the second Rosh in the Mordechai, but it accords with the time of the Rosh and the Smag and the Smag, that the purpose is to wash off, to remove exterior blood. So Mimele, even though you made it for Adoche, even if you made it, even if you soak the Tchtichas Boso, and then you cut the Tchtichas Boso, so new exterior dam was formed. So maybe you have to wash off and you have to remove the new exterior dam. So in other words, since the Mechaber says, V'imacha she'idiach, chotach unatach l'shnayim u'lishleisho, tzorich larzer ol adichom, so that accords with the shite, not of the Rashbo and the Ram, but it accords with the shite of the smag and the smag and the rosh. And then the Ramo says, Vimuros, okay, have a little huda chlal. In other words, according to the shite of the smag and the smag, that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to remove exterior blood. So Mimele, if after the Adoche he sliced the Chatiche, so new exterior blood was formed on the surface. So the Adoche that was made before that is ineffective. It has no significance. This is what the Ramo says. Yes?
What if he already salted it also? So according to the Pshat of the Rosh, after he cut it, and new blood, so according to the Pshat, if he'd already salted it,
so it follows, if it's Lehuda Chlau, so then it follows that suppose he salts it, so then it's also the Bosor is also. Because the new exterior blood that was formed as a result of the slicing was Nivla, according to the Smag and the Smag. And we made it was Nivla, and according to the Smag and the Smag, it will not come out again, you see. It will not come out again.
And if he
done Hadocha, and then Malikha, and then come out. No,
and then
he sliced. And he didn't make a new Hadocha. But after the slicing, he immediately salted it. So according to the Smag and the Smag, the Bosal is also. Because the slicing produced new exterior blood. And that new exterior blood was Nivla, was absorbed by the Chatiche. And the smag says that exterior blood that was Nivla inside the Chatiche is not Nivla for Melech. Alright. We lost again, have a great Udachla. Hadoch has a boss on the Chatiche, Yizoya, Lishreise, Neget Chotisho. Uladiche hated Meashre. Avolim Loishore, Rakitiche hated Sagal. So in other words, now another question about this. What kind of hadoche is required? So there is what we call hadoche moetes, and there is what we call hadoche merubeh, and there is what we call shri. So there are three levels. Hadoche moetes means you rinse it. You rinse it with water. So, I mean, if you just, let a few drops of water go over it, and not every spot of the chtiche comes in contact with the water, then it's not even hadoche moetes. Hadoche moetes means that every spot of the chtiche was in contact, was moistened by water. But it's not hadoche merubeh. Hadoche merubeh means you rinse it well. Not just mildly. You rinse it well. So one level, the lowest level is hadoche moetes. That means that every spot of the chtiche was moistened. And then there is a higher level, hadoche merubeh, that means you rinsed it well. But then there is a third level, which is still a higher level, that means soaking it for for half an hour in water to put it. I mean, how do we do it, Lechatchile? So we soak it, in a kele for half an hour. So that's the highest level. So the Ramo says, Hadochet aboso lechatchile izoye lishreisei neged chotisho uladiche heitev meashre. Avo in moishore rakidiche heitev sagale. והכך ימתי מיד שהתאפתו והמיים כנשים לכנו של יומס המלך מן המים להקדם. But לכתחילה, the ideal thing is to not just to make הדוח המרובת, but to be sure, to soak it, to soak it, חוצי שוק. Now, what do we depend on? So the Orach HaShulchan, and that he took from the Primigodim. So he explained it, he says, it all depends. In paragraph Yudalet, in the Orach HaShulchan, he says, "Ufize peyo divrein kein tzorich ladiach haboso kedem hamluchim vizeu liikume avol shriya eini lechatchile kishmei sheizboya v'tam shriya." Why should shriya be required half an hour? Why shouldn't hadoche merube be enough? So he says that the only purpose of soaking in half an hour would only be to satisfy, to conform to the second verse in the morning, and that's the Prime God in explaining. Because the Primigodim says that even though the second Moshe in the Mordechai in the Ram, they both emphasize Riku Chaboso, the softening of the Boso, but there is a difference. When the Ram says Riku Chaboso in Shetach Elyon, only the periphery, the top layer, the Shetach Elyon, not the whole interior of the Boso has to be softened up. But according to the second Moshe in the Mordechai, when he talks of Riku Chaboso, he means the whole Chtichat Aboso, the whole of the Aboso, once again, the whole interior. So Mimele, he says, in order to effect a Riku of the whole Chtichat Aboso, even the interior, so then Shriya is required. But in order to effect a Riku in the Shetach Elyon, so Hadoche Merube is enough. Hadoche Merube is enough. This is what he said. Yes, what is it?
But is this talking when the water is warm, or is it also cold? Does it heat out
warm? Cold water. Not talking. All right, sir. No, that's not the Primigodim doesn't say it. The Mordechai himself, that is time against the second Moshe in the Mordechai. The second Moshe in the Mordechai, one second. So we have to give a teret. He says that Mayim Korin, so the Gemara says, Mil Treifes, we got very long, that Mayim Korin hardens a lot. But the answer is, so we have to give a teret. There are all kinds of degrees of cold water, you see. If it is cold, when does the Gemara in Eutrefe say that cold water is hardens, that's freezing water? I don't mean frozen, but freezing water, very cold. Mashenken, if it is mildly cold, so that doesn't harden, you see. So on the contrary, it softens the whole interior of the boso. This is the teres, I mean, that the poskim did, and the Mordechai kashe and the second, against the second boso. So the Hashulchan says that the only reason as to why the Ramo requires us lechatchile to make shriya, to soak it for half an hour, is in order to conform to the second Moshe in the Mordechai. Now the second Moshe in the Mordechai, as the Primigodim points out, so requires a rikuch of kol uve aboso, not just the Shetach Elyon. So in order to effect rikuch of kol uve aboso, we must have shriya. Mashenken, according to the Ram, that the purpose of the Adoche Kamaisi is just the effect a rikuch of the Shetach Elyon, so Adoche Merube is enough. This is what he says. Oh, now, but even according to the Ram, so Shriya is not required, but Adoche Merube is required. Suppose you just make Adoche Merube. You'll just rinse it mildly, so that every spot in the Chtichas Boso will become moistened with water. But it will not be a thorough rinsing. So then according to the Ram, it will not be enough. Mashenkin, according to the Smag and the Smag, so the purpose of the Adoche Kamaisi is just to wash off the drop, the exterior blood that is on the surface. You don't need the Adoche Merubo in order to remove the exterior blood. All you need is a moderate rinsing. If every spot in the Chtiche is moistened by water, so any tippes dam that might be on the surface of the Chtiche is removed, is washed off. So in other words, so it all depends. According to the second version, in the mod high, so even Hadochen Merube is not enough, because we have to soften up the whole even the interior of the bosom. So only Shvi is required. According to the Ram's Pshat, that the purpose is to be Mirakeya the Shetach Elyon, so Shvi is not required, but Hadochen Merube is required. That the purpose of the Adoche Kamaise is just to wash off the exterior drops of blood that are on the surface, so Adoche Mude Muetes will wash off the blood. Alright. So it's the Ramos says, Vim Lose Kane, Havel Kluhuda Klav, Adoche Sabos of the Hatril Yisoyel Shreis and Egetrotisho, Uladichet Miashri. So, because the Hatrile we have to be Cheshish for the second washing mean, in the Mordechai, Avulim Mishorei, but suppose it isn't so good. Raki Dichei Heitei, Hadoche Merube, Sagale. So he says, when is a David enough? If there was Hidichei Heitei, in other words, Hadoche Merube, but Hadoche Noetes, so it's Mashma from Loshen of the Ramo, so even the David is not good. Why? Because if there was Hadoche Merube, but no Shriye, so then he conformed all the shittes, except one shittes of Rishenim, the second wash in the Mordechai. So Mele Deved, we don't have to be chishish for the shittes Yochid, the second wash in the Mordechai. Mashein came, if only Adoche Moetes was made. Adoche Moetes was made. So then, he only conformed to the shittes of the Smag and the Smag, but he didn't conform to the not only he didn't conform to the shittes of the second wash in the Mordechai, he didn't even conform to the shittes of the Ram. So Mele even Deved, it's not good. That's why the Ramo says, when is it good Eved? But if Adoche Moetes, so then it's only good according to Smag and the Smag, that the purpose is to wash off the drops of the exterior blood, but not according to the Ram, that the purpose is to be Merakeya the Shetach Elyon. V'hakach yamtin miyat sheyitavtifu hamayim kedem sheyimlechenu sheloi yimas hamelech min hamayim velo yeitzi yidav. In other words, if it is so moist that the salt itself becomes dissolved, it starts melting, then it loses its strength, it cannot draw out the blood. Shamalach and Adam, lay it down. Vinuagu, shaloyli ishtamesh, bidvorim achirim, bichli shesherim, bibos. So there is a minute not to be mishtamesh in the kelim, because the chatchile we have to soak the meat for half an hour. So that kele in which you sow the meat, so it should not be used for anything else. So the shach points out, he sings out, the noag was only stamish kelema. Vada I midin the shore of the stamish big one machir. The linesarakli, kidding the sharing the mace lays. The tail, we have our health kobushare you can bush. So, but when we say kobushare you can bush only if it was kobush for 24 hours. Now here, Dechtichas Bosso was sold for half an hour, not 24 hours. So Memele, the Kvishe for half an hour did not have the effect of drawing out the blood, of being mafli the blood from the Chatiche, and becoming absorbed in the Kelim. Because only if it was done for 24 hours, and it was done for half an hour. So Memele Mikra, the dinner, it's muta to be mishtamished in that Kele, that you are sharing the Bosso. So you can be mishtamid v'achir. Midine shor mishtamid v'achir. Do not ask me if you should be smith lays. The tzeinenu, the ribola, elo di noagu shall be mishtamid v'chatchila afu v'tzeinenu. Why not? The chayshino and shemo nidbak v'yadayim dam. Miu, adayim dam. Shemo nidbak at v'yadayim dam. Miu b'devet shore, afu mishtamid v'riteach, im midichike. But the evet, he doesn't ask her. It's only chatchila not because we are afraid maybe some drops of dam that were originally on the surface of the chatchila were transferred to the surface of the kele. Some mele chatchilation, unless Enochaname, suppose he makes a thorough investigation, he washes out the kele very well after he was shared, say, for half an hour, the chatchilas boso, so he washed it out very well and he inspected it and he took it and he made sure that no speck of dam remained on the Defne Akli, so then it's alright. But Nastam, he says, we shouldn't be Mishtami. Alright. We Mishtami, but suppose Mishtaya Haboso Bishriyose Meisrei. Suppose he sold the Chtichas Boso Kedem Uriche for 24 hours. So then we say, Kovushareyu Kimbushu. So then we say that the effect of the Shriya for 24 hours was to be mafli dam from the Vassar, and it was Nivra in the Kele. So then the Kele becomes off there, like a Kele in which dam was cooked. So it's Nivra Mesech HaKli. So Kovu Sharei Kum Vushul, so the Kele also becomes off. So first of all, the Bosor becomes Oser. Why? Because so dam was nifrat from one place and it was absorbed by another spot in the same Chatiche, just as the Chatiche's Bosor without Melicha was cooked in the pot. All right, now, so the Shach says, oh, finally come on, din boso, or din boso shemoli kerach, kitapnei aginorai. Now in Sifte, the Shach says as follows. Shom nizboi da boso osa, we clean his mind inside of the negri, muta rafu lidei, orange, muta laazav lishu. So he says, "Vavimokim shenesar akli, even if the chatichas boso was soaked in water in the kele for 24 hours, so that chatichas boso so became moser because through kovush for 24 hours, so dam was nifrat from one mokim and was absorbed by another mokim. The kele also becomes moser because dam was nifrat from the boso and it was absorbed by the teifle akli. But the same kele, you can soak another chatichas boso. You can soak." Why is it Muter? But the Kele became Moser. It was Belei Adam. The answer is, true, it was Belei Adam. But the Kele is a cold Kele. But, through Kovu, Sharei Kumbushel, for 24 hours, it was able to be Mafli. And it was Belei, the Deifna Kli, the interior of the Kli, absorbed the dam that was Nifrat from the Boso. But when you take, a little later, you take another Chtichas Boso, and you fill it up, and you put it in the same kele in new water, so then we say, true, there is a balua of dam in the deifne akli, but it seems the kele is cold, so it will require 24 hours in order that this dam that is dam a balua, this deifne akli, should be nifrat from the kele and be absorbed by the new chatiche. But he doesn't keep it. He doesn't keep it for 24 hours. He keeps it there, the new chatiche keeps for heaven now. So even though the Deifne Akli absorbed the dam from the original Chatiche, but it remains hidden in the recesses of the Kele, and it will not come out through the soaking for half an hour, unless you soak the second Chatiche for 24 hours. Now let's see what will happen if in the second Chatiche will be soaked for 24 hours. All right, he says. Oh, do muto arza v'lishrei. Doin shirim bibor abosar hashem in Israel, vein beleya. Oh, Israel, shom ashma. The also vishres bei meisleis bosar shenim lachkvo. The Yehudah kehege mitam shenir bash bechliisa. U poshet miu bidevet choy. Doin nase kovush adacha misleis. The yozav neisim tam livgam. So in other words, the Israel heter says that even though it is mutal lechatchile to soak another chatichas boso, a second chatichas boso, for half an hour, even though the kele has already a bli of dam in it, because when you soak the second chatichas boso for half an hour, so then it will not be nifra, the dam abalua will not be nifra, it will require another 24 hours of coming. But, so you're allowed to be kevesh the second chatichas for half an hour, but to be kevesh, suppose he wants to be kevesh the second chatichas for 24 hours, in this kele is not allowed. So that is of a portion is not allowed. Why isn't it allowed? Because this kele has dam balua in it, in its data, in its recesses. And if he soaks the second chatiche for 24 hours, so that the kovush for 24 hours will have the effect of extracting the dam balua from the recesses of the kele and absorbing it in the second chatiche. So that's why it's awesome. So it's also to be kevesh for 24 hours. Then the Shach mentioned the big kiddush. But the Eved, Miu b'Eved Chore, even if he soaked the second chatiche for 24 hours. So the Eved is Chore. Why? דולי נעשה כבוש עד אחר מסלעיס, ויוז אבני סיתם לבגן, וחמי, שבריד את וחמי שייכתי בסימן קופי. But how did he know that he, how was he so sure, so it's possible that after he wrote his Peirush on Simen Kufei, he went over again and he put it in Muchmei Sheachti B'Simen Kufei. Alright, so in other words, so the Shach says that the Eved, the second Chatichas Bosol is Muter, even if it was solved in the Kli Oseh for 24 hours. Why? The question of Isis, why should the second Chatichas be Muter the Eved? After all, as a result of the first Kovush for 24 hours, so dam was nifrat from the first chatiche and it was absorbed by the recesses of the keel. Then, as a result of the second kovush for 24 hours, so after 24 hours, the same dam that was beluah there in the recesses of the keel was nifrat and it was absorbed by the second chatiche. So it should become water. But the answer is, in order to the kovush should be kinevushol, so we must have 24 hours. So when was the when did it become niflat? When did all the beluah in the dam become niflat from the recesses of the keleh and become absorbed in the second chatiche after 24 hours? After 24 hours, so that bliyeh is already tam problem, because that's the aloche. When a certain beluah stays in the recesses of the keleh for 24 hours and then, so then it becomes problem. Now here, when did it become absorbed in the second chatiche? After being for 24 hours soaked in this keleh. So then, all the beluah dam was niflat, was extracted from the recesses of the keleh and was absorbed by the bosol. But at that time, it had already stayed 24 hours in the recesses of the keleh. So Mimele, it is Nathan Tam. So it is a Nathan Tam with them. It is a Nathan Tam with them. This is what it is. Now, it's late because I have to go to a funeral. So there is the Prichodosh is Masik on the Shach. The Prichodosh is Masik on the Shach. The Prichodosh here. And but the Taz in Simen Kufei agrees with the Shach. And the Mogen Avraham has Pesach in Simen Tofnen Vov also is Chelik on the Shach, and the crazy place is also Chelik on the Shach. But that we'll discuss, the various Shittes we'll discuss Wednesday. Now, for next time, you should go over the up to with the Taz and the Shach up to Sivzai. After Sivzai. All right. By Sivzai, no? Didn't we leave off by Sivzai? Yeah? All right. Imolach v'l'idiach t'chilo. Yadichenu v'im l'chenu shenis v'yei sheitzi. Now that's the two shenis that the Rosh mentions in Kol HaBosor or in paragraph Memvot. Two shenis. So we mola bla doch ye shem shim takon le bosar at ye lechen un lechen osa vi vi shal di nuikh ge shene pirish mikse adam vel ye bokey ach bim melach la hat mit kol adam me acha shel yuda ha bosar ve ite adam at mi she pirish khiza ve nivra bi bosar di lo yishori kim do imin mach ge hege so in takon le bosar des di ye shis vi mela ha shene ma pri di kim she kwa pirish khot al tekh u fi ma shi kota bal sefer atrumo des hab ni bolch di bosar she nim mach shene snu al bosar shel lo imin mach. So the melee is to absorb dam, she is to take on the miche and not play dam she bola in dame, is coach from hoche. The shore, keep the pale dam she kill me all me, coach from dame vechei mitzat. Alright, so that's the two things. Vechei neyagi, so the minig is like the yesh eiske. The yesh eiske, not like having a boy, but the first lotion of the hosh. Afilu lo imim lach rak miyat, kigera shemilchim mitzlit. ואפילו לא ישור במלכה אישי או מליכה. So it's also עושה. Now, why is it עושה? Because the Rosh says that in as much as there was no הדוחה, so ממילא it's only, the מלך is only capable of absorb, of being mafli some of the dam. But the bulk of the dam will not be niflat. So ממילא it's, the Chtichas Bosor is not really told למיפלה דם ויציאה. So me mele, it can, so that mikzav that was niflat can be absorbed again by the chtichas bottle. So he says, I feel we show the milk is here melech. Why can it absorb again? Because of the alochev meliach harei kereseach. Tainan cannot absorb, cannot be beleach. So only because meliach has a din of kereseach. Now, so there is a machleket rishenim. There are two days, we'll see in the further simon. So there is one shittes rishenim that when do we say meliach harei kereseach after it was sheyeshi or meliach. So in other words, so it warmed up to the chtichas bosor. Let's say if the chtichas bosor has been in a state of soul for a shiur meal for 24 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, whatever the shiur meal is, so then it is sufficiently warm to be belea. Masha'in ken ishloisho b'milchei shiur meleche. If it was in a state of salt, let's say for 5 minutes, not for 80 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, not shiur meal, so then it doesn't have a din of kiseya. But the Ramo is machmir. In other words, it's machmir. The shite of the Rishenim who say that even before it was sheyeh b'milchei shiur meleche, that shiur meal, so it also has a din of reseach. That's why he says v'afilu lishor b'milchei shiur meleche mi u'bimokim hefzet meru v'yesh. That's the shite. The one shite is 18 minutes and another shite is 22 and a half minutes and the third shite is 24 minutes. That's all, three shite. Mi u'bimokim hefzet meru v'yesh lahat. In other words, even though he says, v'cheineyagin, in other words, like the first lotion in the Rosh, like the first lotion in the Rosh, or like this Magnus Mark. This Magnus Mark also say, if molach v'lo yidiach p'chilo, so then it's osea, and v'lo yitakone. Why? Because the exterior dam on the surface of the chtichas bosor is nivla as a result of the melich. Meliche has the capacity of being mafli the interior dam, according to this Magnus Mark, and of being mavliya, the exterior dam, the dam then on the surface of the bottle. So, and that cannot come out to another meliche, according to Magnus Mark. So the Ramo passed like that, the Chineyagi. That's what he says, Niu bi Mokimev, says Merube, Yeish Lahat. Mokimev, Yeish Lahat. So, there are many Achreini, not the Taz and the Shach, they don't say anything on this. But there are many Achreini who explain this Ramor, because we saw that there is a machleket between the Ran and the Smag and the Smag. According to the Ran, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to be Nerakir the Boso, to soften the Chichas Boso, so that the Melech will be capable of extract, of drawing out all the dam. If it's relatively hard, so then the Melech cannot draw out the blood. So that's the time of the Ram. According to Smag and the Smag, so the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is not to soften the Chichas Boso, but it is to wash off the dam, the exterior dam that appears on the surface of the Chichas Boso. So Memele, what's the Nafkemine? If we say that the purpose is to soften, like the Ram, that the purpose of the Adoche Kamaise is to soften the Chichas Boso, so Memele, we have to say that even though he made one Meliche on the Boso without Adoche, but it doesn't matter according to the Ram. So that Meliche was incapable of drawing out the blood, because at that moment, at the time of the first Meliche, so the Chichas Boso was half. So the Melech couldn't have taken out, couldn't have drawn out the blood. But if he makes Adoche now after the first Meliche, he makes Adoche and he makes the second Meliche, so then the second Meliche will certainly be able to draw out the blood because it will be soft. So according to the Ram, so there is itakone to be Madiach and make the second Meliche. But according to the Smag and the Smag, that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the blood, the exterior blood, so Memele, and if it's not washed off, so then the Meliche has the effect of being Mavliya, the exterior blood inside. So Memele, there is no takone. So there are many Achrenim who explain the Ramo, Niu b'mokim hefzet merube yesh lahati, in other words, Shaloi b'mokim hefzet merube, we don't rely on the Shidat Ram. So we achay sheish, we achay sheish for the sheet of the Smag and the Smag. But the Mokim hefzet merube, the Eved, we rely on the sheet of the Ram. So Memele, it's Mutter. This is how many Achrenim explain the Ramo. But this is difficult. his explanation. Why? Because so then it follows that the Ramor, the Mokim Efted Merube, he passes like the Ram, not like the Smag and the Smag. So then there is a Sphere with other Ramor, in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, so the Mechaber said, V'machashe Idiach, Chotach Kol Netach L'Shnayim U'L'Shleisho. So the Chlar Adel Adichot. And the Ramor makes the comment, V'imu Yosek Kein Havel L'Kluhudach Klau. That means, if the Eved, it's null and void, it's nothing. In other words, so if, let's say, he made the Adoche, and then after the Adoche, he sliced it. So then, the Adoche is no Adoche. So that means, suppose he does not make another Adoche, and he's Meliach, so the Meliach is no good, didn't have it, and even the Mokein have said Merube. But that Shaila too depends upon the machlekes between the Ram and the Smag and the Smag. Because according to the Smag and the Smag, this din that Tzorich Lachotach Kol Natach L'Shnayim U'L'Shleisho, Tzorich Larzel Adichon, and if he doesn't make a new Adoche, to have a Lehudach Klal, and the Meliche is no good. So that's according to the Shite of the Smag and the Smag, that the purpose of the Adoche is to wash off the exterior blood. So Memele, even if he made Adoche, and he washed off all the exterior blood, but if he slices the Chtiche into several slices, so then new exterior blood appears on the surface of the Chtiche. So if what avail was the washing off of the by the first Adoche, new exterior blood appeared on the surface as a result of cutting the Chtiche's boso. So we understand very well the Ramor, when the Ramor says in Sif Aleph, we also can have a Yudach Klal, because that conforms to the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. But according to the Shite of the Ram, that the purpose of the Adoche is to soften the Boto. So as long as he made one Adoche, so the Boto was softened, so who cares about the fact that he sliced it, he cut it. So new exterior blood appeared. So new exterior blood appeared according to the Ram. We are not concerned about the exterior blood. The exterior blood cannot be nivla to the Melech. Melech, according to the Ram, so Melech has the capacity of going out, not of being mavliya. So Mimele, so the Ramo should say, Vim loyotake. So have a little yudach. Avol bimokim hefzed merube. Avol mokim hefzed merube. Imolach. Viloyir. Avol pishaloy. So, Mehane Devet. That's what he should say. And the Ramon doesn't say that. Vim Leosikin Havelikluachlau. So, in the Haname, those Nesikalis who explain the Ramon, Miu Bimokin Hefset Merube Yeshvahatir, on the basis that the Ramon, so, Shaloy Bimokin Hefset Merube is Cheshit for the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. But Bimokin Hefset Merube, he is Machria, he relies on the Shita of the Ram. So then you have to say that when the Ramor says in Sif Aleph, Vim Leotekin Havik Elihudach Klau, Shaloi Bimokim Efsit Merube Havik Elihudach Klau. But Bimokim Efsit Merube, so it's not Elihudach Klau, because Bimokim Efsit Merube will rely on the Shite of the Ram, and according to the Shite of the Ram, it doesn't matter that he sliced the Chtichas Bosor after the Adoche. This is how we have to say, but this is the Deichach, this is about the Deichach. So the better pshat in the Ramor is the way the Or HaShulchan explains it. The Or HaShulchan says no, not like the Nezikelim who say that the Ramor, Shaloi B'mokim Efsed Merube, he passes like this, he's cheshish for the Smag and the Smag, and the B'mokim Efsed Merube, he relies on the Ram. No, the Ramor, according to the HaShulchan, so the Ramor passes completely like the Smag and the Smag. He doesn't rely on the Shittes Ram. Even the Mokim Efsed Merube doesn't rely on the Shittes Ram. But the Smag and the Smag actually say two things. Number one, the Smag and the Smag says that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the exterior blood. Because if the exterior blood, as long as the exterior blood on the surface of the Chatiche is not washed off, so then the Melech is Mavliya, is capable of being Mavliya the exterior blood. But then another question arises. Let's concede the first halacha of the Smag and the Smag, that that Melech has the capacity of being Mavriach, the exterior blood. But why shouldn't we say if he makes another Melech? So why shouldn't we say that with the second Melech? So the same exterior, the heretofore exterior blood that was Nivlai into the Chatiche should be extracted again because of the halacha of Kibele Kachbete. So the teacher of the Smagim is no.